And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of April, 2016. It's the birthday of John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838, the man who campaigned for a good part of his life to turn Yosemite into a national park. He grew up in rural Wisconsin on a farm, went off to the University of Wisconsin, was interested in botany, went to work in a wagon wheel factory where he suffered an accident that almost cost him his eyesight, and then decided he did not want to work in factories anymore. He set out on a walk from Indianapolis, where the factory was, to the Gulf of Mexico, 1,000 miles away, carrying in his backpack a change of underwear and Paradise Lost, the New Testament, and the poems of Robert Burns. Eventually arrived in Cuba, wanted to head down to South America, but there were no ships going in that direction, but there was a ship going to California, so that's where he went. He hiked through the San Joaquin Valley, and he found Yosemite, and he was inspired, and he spent the rest of his life writing about it and campaigning for it. John Muir, who said, "Everybody needs beauty as well as bread, places to play in and pray in, where nature may heal and give strength to body and soul alike." It's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, the third of the Bronte children. She's born in Yorkshire, England, 1816. Her younger brother had a box of wooden soldiers, and she and her sister played with them, and from this they began to invent stories. Charlotte Bronte's most famous novel, Jane Eyre, came out in 1847, the story of a plain, penniless orphan who becomes a governess and falls in love with her married employer. It was a bestseller when it came out, though some critics called it coarse and unchristian, especially when they found out that it was written by a woman. Mark Twain died on this day in 1910, an event that he predicted the year before, when he said, "I came in with Halley's Comet in 1835, it's coming again next year, and I expect to go out with it." And he did. He died a day after the comet made its closest approach to Earth. It's the birthday of Nell Freudenberger, born in New York City, 1975, author of the story collection Lucky Girls and the novels The Dissident and most recently The Newlyweds. And it's the birthday of the screenwriter and comedian Elaine May, born in Philadelphia, 1932. Her father, Jack, ran a Yiddish theater company. Elaine May, who went on to a comedy partnership with Mike Nichols, whom she met in Chicago in the 50s, screenwriter Heaven Can Wait, Primary Colors, and the writer and director of the film Ishtar in 1987. Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston entitled Weather. Because of the menace your father opened like a black umbrella and held high over your childhood, blocking the light, your life now seems to you exceptional in its simplicities. You speak of this, throwing the window open on a plain spring day, dazzling after such a winter. Linda Paston's poem Weather from The Last Uncle, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.